Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. This is Andrea Estrella. And on today's episode of I Am My Own Rescue, I want to talk about excuses. We all have them, and we all use them at different times in our lives, whether it's been something we've done in the past, something that we've done recently, or maybe even something we're doing today in this very moment. Is there something that you desire to do, desire to change, or something in your life that you know would benefit from making a change? It could be anything. It could be writing your first book. It could be writing your first song. And it could also be weight loss. It could be honestly any number of things. And as we're inspired with thought and think about the things that we would like to do to change so that we are better because of it, along the way we come up with excuses or reasons for not doing the things that we know will benefit us in the long run. Why do we make excuses for not doing or wanting to do things? Are excuses real, as in, are they a true hindrance on our goals or just an easy way to give up? Can you think of how many excuses you have made for not doing that thing that you love? I can recall many instances in my life. I'll mention a few. I remember the first time that I thought about writing about my life and sharing it with people because I thought that it would positively impact their lives. I talked about it with friends, family, and I felt really excited about it. But then, in my own reality, I had somehow convinced myself that what I had to say, what I had to share, was really not that important. Excuse number one. And then there came the, I really won't have time. This requires a lot of work, and I have to actually work. I have to pay my bills. I have to do this. I have to do that. Excuse number two. And the excuses went on and on for quite some time. I procrastinated. I hesitated. When I would get an idea, I would write it down sometimes. But I'd convince myself that nobody really wants to know what I've gone through, how I was able to overcome. And so I just put it to the side and said, well, maybe I'll try again. I remember a time in my life where a decision that I'd made to go after something that I really truly wanted wound up hurting me in the end. Of course, this temporary experience of hurt and pain from the excuses that I'd made was indeed temporary. At that time, it didn't really seem like temporary. To me, it lasted for a while. And I beat myself up about how I shoulda, coulda, woulda, but didn't. Excuses, I believe, are our own perceived truths of things that really aren't true at all. We call ourselves unworthy. We call ourselves unfit, whether it's unfit to do a thing or unfit physically to be able to accomplish, say, working out or walking daily because you want to feel better. I know that I've felt at times that the excuses I've made have contributed to me feeling like I've failed. Those excuses taught me that as long as I think I'm not good enough, as long as I think nobody wants to either be there for me, listen to what I have to say, or to support me, I'll continue to hold those perceptions in my mind that I won't be able to do a thing, and it's all because I've made excuses. I've had several friends throughout my life, as well as situations and instances in my own life, where I've really wanted to do something that I'd never done before. And when I talked about it, I was excited and it seemed and appeared that I had a plan. But when it actually came down to it, I started writing the reasons, so to speak, of why I couldn't do this thing that I wanted to do. It costs too much money. It costs too much time. Nobody would even acknowledge that I'd done it, whatever that was. And it wouldn't even matter. And I got caught up in this loop of excuses for the things that I felt were beyond my means, beyond what I was able to actually accomplish. There were truly many lessons that I learned along the way with the many excuses I made. There were times where I felt like a complete failure because I knew that my decision to not do something for all the reasons that I had given for not doing it were just me processing things through a mentality of fear. And I think that at times we get so caught up in the reasons why we can't that we don't realize the reasons why we can and why we should. Sometimes I did things for the wrong reasons and realized, of course, that when I was doing things for others or to appease others, I failed myself. And it just gave me more reasons, aka excuses, not to do what I wanted to do, what I aspired to do, what I dreamed of doing. I can tell you that the lessons I've learned through the many excuses I've made and the things that I've been taught is that I was able to find courage, strength, and resiliency, and I was able to move forward. I realized that beating myself up about a thing, whatever that was, and saying, well, I'm not in shape, so I won't be able to achieve walking 10 miles a day, or if I was trying to come up with ideas for a book or a song or a poem that I'd written, that if I didn't start writing, it would never happen. So making excuses for what I thought others would think was really, I think, most of the times at the basis of why I made so many excuses. I can honestly and wholeheartedly say that excuses are definitely not in alignment with getting things accomplished. They lead to more excuses and procrastination, which can have lasting consequences. Understanding that should really give anyone a glimpse of just what starting small can do for your life in a positive way. What things are you in this moment making excuses for not doing? Do you have a song in your heart that is begging to be written? Do you have a poem in your soul that is begging to be written? Do you have a book, a piece of art, an amazing creation that is calling out to you and asking you to just make one first step? Take the time to listen to those inner callings and follow your intuition and follow your guidance. And know that if we just begin to release the excuses of why we can't, we'll find at the end of that that we're able to create so many amazing things. And if you're doing it for yourself, if you're doing it for the joy of it, if you're doing it because it brings you happiness, because it brings you excitement, then you should just do it. I heard a speech by Art Williams many years ago. And in his speech, it was just do it. You know, people would say, I wanna run a marathon. And Art Williams would say, just do it. There are many people in my life who've positively impacted things that I've been able to accomplish. They stood by my side. They supported me. They held me accountable. And it really helped me to see that the excuses I'd been making were not really serving me, and that I really did have it in me. When I got started, I got excited, I got motivated, I got pumped, and I was able to just write my ideas. I was able to create things that I didn't realize that I was able to create. When I took the time to listen to my inner guidance and follow my dreams and follow my desires, I was able to see that the excuses I was making were just a hindrance and a way that the things that I desired were being halted. And it wasn't because of anyone else or anything else. It was simply because I was either too afraid or fearful or had beliefs that I wasn't able to or I couldn't do. I want to encourage everyone listening that if there's something in your heart, something in your soul that is begging to be created, take the first step. Your excuses are just perceptions of things that are not really true. I realize through my own journey and continue to realize every day that the more excuses I make, the farther away or the harder it is for me to actually get started. Whereas once I remove those blocks and remove the excuses and just make the tiniest move, it just kind of sets off this domino effect, and I'm able to create and I'm able to do whatever it is I want. And because I'm not doing it for anyone else and I'm doing it for myself, it becomes enjoyable, exciting, and fun to do. And so the excuses are gone. They're no longer there. Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote an amazing book called Excuses Be Gone. I truly recommend this book to anyone who is looking for inspiration or motivation as to how to begin to move beyond the excuses that you've made up until this point. I know for myself that when I stopped making excuses and giving reasons that I found out later on were invalid as to why I couldn't or wouldn't do something, that I was able to move forward and really begin to see the power of my creation to make something grand, to make something that people actually wanted to read or see or hear about. And also, I realized that when I stopped making excuses when it came to my own health and putting things off that I felt were not easily achievable, I started seeing results almost immediately. I put away my excuses and I decided that I was going to just do what I needed to do, get it done, and everything would just work out the way I wanted to. Again, I encourage you all listening, and my hope is that through something I've said, I've inspired some sort of action towards beginning to release the excuses that you have for not doing something that you really love, that you really enjoy. Go out there, take the first step, make the first move, and if you have someone there to support you and to hold you accountable, by all means, use them and allow them to be your support while you're on this journey to making a change in your life. Remember that you yourself are your own rescue. And today, I bring this message knowing that because of the changes I've made in my life, things are moving along just as they should. And I know that if you take the first step, sooner than later, all the excuses that you could make for not doing that thing that you love will just come to pass. Thank you so much for listening. And until the next time, remember that you are your own rescue.